We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric, serving to make life better since 1936.
This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we're talking about the Rutherford County school system, and we have with us today from the HR department, Laura Caban and Chris Marshall, and also from Poplar Hill Elementary, the new principal there, Jason Eaton. Let's talk about that new school and tell us more about it.
So we are opening in August of this year, and we are a kindergarten through fifth grade school, estimated to open just under 800 students on the corner of Blackman and Baker Road.
You are currently working with the HR department to hire new teachers, really staff the whole school, I guess.
Staff the whole school. As of this morning, I think I've interviewed about 76 interviews in the last 3 weeks.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people, but very highly qualified people. So it's very exciting.
Are you guys helping out with this whole process?
We're helping out as much as possible. And thank you for having us, Scott. So we are working with a new program that helps us to hire teachers into our district more electronically rather than paper mode. And so we're getting that kicked off with our new school.
From the HR department, Laura Caban and Chris Marshall.
We also have some hiring incentives we'd like to talk about. And Ms. Caban can talk about some of our Ed Prep programs.
So are these hiring incentives for every type of teacher? What are they for?
Actually, they're for hard to staff areas such as chemistry, physics, math, ESL, world languages, special ed.
What makes those areas harder to staff?
Usually someone with a math degree is going to go into maybe a field that's different than teaching. We do get a lot of folks through our Ed Prep program that have math degrees and find out that that's not really perhaps a corporate job wasn't what they thought it was going to be. And they come back to us in order to get a teaching license after they've gotten that math degree and become teachers in our high schools and middle schools.
So how hard is it to get that teaching license if you went to school for something totally different than teaching?
I'm going to defer to Ms. Caban on that one.
Good morning. So actually, our school district has a program called Rutherford Teach Now. You don't earn necessarily a degree, even though you could go through the route of local universities. But this program allows you to get the credential, the certification. It's about a year or two, depending on your transcripts that you already have. What they do is they evaluate what you currently hold and then kind of fill in that gap for the creative program of study for you.
Is the pay the same for a starting teacher versus somebody who goes this route?
Yes, it's the same because you are going to be teaching while you're in the program. So you're doing both at the same time.
And have you had anybody not actually get that teaching license?
I mean, you know, it might be overwhelming for some people, but we've been very lucky that people have gone through the program and have stayed and continue teaching even after you get what is called a practitioner license the first 3 years. And after that, usually they're done with the program and then they get to advance their license to a professional.
Jason, going back to you at the new Poplar Hill Elementary, out of those 70-something people you've interviewed, how many have you ended up hiring?
Well, probably about 40 of them.
Okay.
It's just a rough estimate, probably about 40 of them.
Interviewing different folks today, I know it seems like everything is different. Everything has changed over the years, even interviewing folks. But with those interviews, what has stood out to you as maybe a plus for some people and maybe things that haven't gone so well?
Yeah, like I said, lots of highly qualified candidates coming in. You know, lots of people see a new school and they want to jump to a new school. It's a great, convenient location between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And I think so for a lot of people, that's convenient, especially with their kids and being dually zoned. But what I would say is what really stands out to me is when someone comes in and they have a genuine love for kids. And that's what they want to do is make a difference in kids' lives. And you can tell that just by the way they talk, the way they present themselves and the things that they share.
I hear so often that people who go and apply for jobs, who go to the actual interview, sometimes they don't really dress up like they once did. Have you found that to be true today?
I have seen it some. You know, I've had some come in jeans or not quite as professional, but I will tell you, I have been really refreshed seeing people come for these interviews. It's been really nice to see. very qualified people, professional and prepared for their interview.
Those who are currently at other schools, if they thought about or wanted to change to this new school because maybe it's closer to their house, do they still come to you for an interview or do they go to the main office to talk about that?
Yeah, so they would apply online just as anyone else on the My Smart Hire platform. And I look through those and they come in where I'm stationed right now at Rutherford County Central Office. They come in and would interview with me and talk about why they want the change and go from there. I can refer to HR. There is a process. So if someone wants to transfer, Chris Marshall, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. If somebody wants to transfer, they would apply for the job online and then set up an interview, hopefully with Mr. Eaton. And then through the transfer process, they would have to be in agreement between the current principal and Mr. Eaton for them to change positions.
So are they working with their existing principal right now? Do they let that principal know, hey, I'm going to go apply here, or do they wait to do that until after the actual interview?
Well, currently we have quite a bit of movement because of the numbers of students have changed. So some of the surrounding schools or schools close to Poplar Hill are losing positions to that school. So there is predicted movement of teachers into those positions. So the current schools are looking at who could transfer out, or if there's been retirements or resignations, then those positions would move over.
And also give us an idea of where Poplar Hill is located.
It is at 5100 Baker Road. So it's on the corner of Blackman Road and Baker Road, right down the street from Brown's Chapel.
And this is the location of where, I guess, part of Beatty Farms property?
Yes.
Okay. And this is the new school that is going to be opening here this upcoming school year. And give us a little, I guess, background on the school and what you hope to see.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about the opportunity to start something from the ground up. I was sitting out there with Miss Caban and Miss Marshall talking about I'm getting ready to go back to central office and start meeting with our budget and finance to place furniture actually in classrooms to prepare for that order. So that's very exciting. But what I'm most excited about is bringing together students and teachers from different schools and creating a brand new community. There is no Poplar Hill community at this point. We're creating something brand new. And I look forward to creating a culture and that community that focuses on high achievement, high growth, and just watching kids thrive.
And how big of a student body do you expect to have there?
Right under 800 to open. It is an 147,000 square foot building that will hold up to 1,200 at this point.
So do you think it'll reach that 1,200 over the first couple of years?
My gut says yes. The way that they're building, if you drive around Murfreesboro, there's new buildings everywhere, new houses, if there's any little bit of land.
Are there a lot of new houses? Are there any new subdivisions near that school?
There are a few where they're currently building, yes.
And then what goes into opening a new school? I mean, because just a second ago, you said something about the furniture. Do you have to go pick that out? I mean, what goes into all of this?
So I work with Joanne Robichaud out of central office who oversees all of that. And so she works through the bidding process and all that with our companies. But yeah, it does. This is brand new for me. So it requires sitting down and sharing our ideas with different companies that want to receive the bid. And so we meet with them. We share what our ideas are for furniture. They design some things up and send them back. And then we look at them and then decide which direction we want to go. And ultimately, Joanne guides us based on what the budget that is set.
And you're talking pretty big purchases here. I mean, to outfit a school that large, that's a lot of desks, a lot of chairs, a lot of everything.
Absolutely. It's a lot.
What was your background before becoming principal at Poplar Hill?
I was a principal at Smyrna Primary in Smyrna for the last 2.5 years. Prior to that, I was assistant principal at Smyrna Elementary. But I've been in Rutherford County for over 15 years, mainly as a fourth and fifth grade teacher between Smyrna Elementary and Barfield Elementary.
I don't know what goes into picking out a new principal for a new school that hadn't opened yet, but I am curious, did you have to apply for that position? What happened there?
Dr. Sullivan sent out to, it was a posting just as any position, but he also sent out to principals and assistant principals, just encouraging anyone who wanted to apply to apply. And we went through the interview process. I went to central office. There was a panel that included people from HR, from our instruction department, Trey Lee, who oversees all construction, and went through the interview process. And then from there, they make their recommendation of top candidates, in which we were called back to meet with Dr. Sullivan.
Because this is a brand new school, other things outside the realm that people may not think about. I mean, you covered the furniture and all that, but what else has to be picked out? What else has to be decided whenever you open this school?
It is everything that you could even imagine. So think of building a house times about, I don't know, times 100. And we're designing everything from what do we want the expectations in the building to be? What do we want car line to look like? What do we want bus dismissal to look like? We're not walking into a culture that's already created. We're having to create that from nothing. And so I'm working right now. My secretary is working with me out of central office. We're creating forms. So things like if we want to change a transportation, what do we want that to look like at our school? So that involves us trying to reach out to Browns Chapel and Stewart's Creek, where students are going to be coming from, because we want to try to streamline things as much as possible for parents so that they're not coming from one school and everything changes for them, because it's already going to be a big change for a lot of students anyways.
Are there any things that you're going to be doing differently at this school that maybe have not been done yet in Rutherford County?
That is a good question, but that'll have to be determined. We'll at a later date. Yes.
And then what is the mascot of this school?
We are the Coyotes. We are Hunter Green, metallic gold and white.
And how did all of that get decided?
That was decided before me. I believe there was a committee that worked on that and actually came up with the school name as well.
You said you're currently working in the central office. Is the school open yet to where you can start moving in your office?
It is not. And we do not have an estimated date for that.
Are you getting kind of nervous?
No. Everyone tells me, hey, don't plan on anything till end of June, beginning of July. And I was told when Dr. Sullivan hired me that we won't even receive furniture until that first week of July because the fiscal year changes.
And then again, what grade of students are we looking at?
Kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay, so fifth grade. And then I know there's been speculation or thoughts of building a middle school next to this school, maybe even a high school in the future in that area. What do those plans look like right now?
That is all board approval and has to go through an entire process. But I do believe that that is what we as a county would like to do, is have middle school on the same property. And there is the land there for that.
What would be the benefit of doing it that way versus, you know, another school across town or something?
I think that would be a great question for our board and Dr. Sullivan. However, as a parent or as a principal, I see a great opportunity to create an even larger community. And, you know, as a parent, if my child I knew could stay on property from kindergarten through eighth grade, I think we've seen great success with that across the county. When you look at Blackman and Stewart's Creek and Rocky Fork, those have been schools that have a campus with two or three schools on campus, and it's a strong community.
Now, for parents who may be listening, who have a child who will be attending that school, who are zoned for that school, what do they need to do right now?
All I would say right now is follow us on Facebook. I'm constantly giving updates. Typically daily, I try to update with something, whether it's a new hire, a new teacher, giving you a bio on that person. Next week, I'm going out to meet with Dylan Potter. We're going to walk. He's the project manager. We're going to walk Poplar Hill. So I will try to grab some pictures and give an update on where we are in the construction process.
On Facebook, do they just type in Poplar Hill? What do they need to do?
Yes, Poplar Hill Elementary, right on Facebook, and that's where I update.
Again, Jason Eaton, the new principal at Poplar Hill Elementary School. When did you get hired for this position? When did you start this whole process?
The interview process started in October, and I was announced the first week of November, and had to tell the staff where I currently was at that point, and started the transition process from moving out of Smyrna Primary, bringing in the new principal, and then I started February 3rd was my first day at central office.
Has it been kind of a intimidating undertaking?
You know, I think at first it was a lot of shock that I was chosen for the position, just kind of disbelief, because it's a big deal to open something from nothing. And so I'm super blessed and thankful that I was chosen for that. And I've just tried to stay focused on throughout this process, not getting overwhelmed, just keeping a list and realizing that some things are out of my control, and that keeping kids as the focus, and through all decisions, just keeping kids as that focus, I feel like that's kind of kept me grounded.
Now, you've been in the education industry for, what, 15 years now?
About 16 or 17 years, yes.
So have you had the chance yet to see some of the students who you first taught years ago actually come to you and apply for a job in this case?
I have not had them apply for a position, but I have had students that I've had in the past sub in my building as a substitute teacher.
That's always interesting, I'm sure.
Makes me feel a little old.
Being a teacher, what is the best part about it? I know you're talking about you're a principal now, but being a teacher, what is the most fulfilling part about it?
Yeah. And, you know, I may be a principal, but I'm an educator at heart. It's where I started. Any chance I get, I love to go back in the classroom and spend time with the kids instructionally. But what I would say is the best part of being with the kids is the relationships you build that are long lasting. It goes beyond the classroom because, yes, we teach academics and we have high expectations and we expect a lot out of our students. But at the end of the day, they're kids, and it's our job to build relationships with them and make them feel loved, cared for, and just build that love of school.
Now, I know every school has a Rutherford County School Resource Officer. Do you already have one assigned for this school?
It is not assigned at this point, and so the Sheriff's Department will work on that, but we will have an SRO, yes.
And I'm guessing they probably start this process sometime, what, a month before school actually opens? What do they do?
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure of that process.
Going back to this whole hiring process, if anybody listening is interested in working for the county schools, or more specifically, the new Poplar Hill School, what should they do first?
They should visit rcschools.net and then go to Human Resource and Career. You'll see two tabs there that it could be either apply here, or you can look at the listings that we have available so they can see the location and the positions that are available.
Working for a school system that is as large as Rutherford County's, because I believe we're now the fourth largest in the state. What is it, 51,000 plus students?
Yes.
So working for a school system of this size, you've got plenty of room to grow, it sounds like.
Yes, we sure do. It keeps growing, as Mr. Eaton mentioned, you know, apartments and housing just keeps getting built everywhere.
Do you foresee a time where we'll be bigger than, let's say, for example, Nashville schools or Memphis or Knoxville?
I don't know. I mean, we're going that way, but I don't know if we'll be as big as that.
And then for somebody who may start out as an educator, they could move into other positions, I would guess, a little bit easier if they've been with the system for a long time, maybe even into administration.
Yeah, just like Mr. Ian, you know, he was a teacher, became an AP, and then became a principal. There are other pathways that you can go. There's instructional coach. There's a lot of positions at central office that you can go into. There's definitely different ways. It's not just being in the classroom. I mean, but that is also a good way to, because we need the teachers in there. And when you have a teacher that's been there for 20 plus years, I just think it's amazing to hear that they're still loving their job. So that's great.
When you look at a school this size that's going to start out with around 800 students and then move up to 1,200 or so students in the near future, how many overall staff members do you have when you look at teachers, custodians, when you look at everything?
It will be over 100.
That's a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about overseeing not only 800 plus students, but also over 100 employees.
Yeah, it's a pretty big task, but I'm excited for it.
How do you go about whenever somebody calls who works there and says, you know, I'm sick today? I mean, you've got to work pretty fast to call somebody to get them in there.
Absolutely. But we have systems in place that work with that. I will say, as a principal, our subs, we work with Advantage subs, and they've done a really good job filling positions in the last year or so. COVID was tough. What I will tell you out of COVID, as a building administrator, we have learned how to adapt. Our staff members have become flexible, and we've got the best in Rutherford County. Our EAs will step in and fill in and do what they need to do, because they know that, you know, we're there for the kids. I would say, yes, our sub system has really, really stepped up with incentives they offer and different things they do. And we've been able to fill a lot of positions lately.
Our sub system is actually kind of a recruitment for us, so that we have subs that are regularly in a building will take on an EA position. And then many times those EAs who have a bachelor's degree will then step into a teaching position through our Ed Prep programs.
We're talking about the Rutherford County Schools this morning. We're going to take a short a break, and then we will come right back and we'll talk more about the county schools hiring and how there are different incentives that are available within the county schools if you decide to go to work for them. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Again, you're tuned to WGNS, and our guests today, Laura Caban, Chris Marshall, and new school principal Jason Eaton at Poplar Hill Elementary.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Visit MTE.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Our salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit MTE.com.
MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since 1936.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we're talking about the Rutherford County school system, and we have with us today from the HR department, Laura Caban and Chris Marshall, and also from Poplar Hill Elementary, the new principal there, Jason Eaton. And again, the new school out there, Poplar Hill in the Blackman area. Jason, when is that going to open?
It's going to open August 1st.
And for any parents who have kids who will be attending that school, is there anything they need to be doing right now?
Nothing other than just head to Facebook and follow us, Poplar Hill Elementary School, for updates.
With all the new positions that are being hired for, not only at that new school, but also some of the existing schools in town, what are some of those positions? And I know we talked earlier about incentives that come with some of the positions. Kind of fill us in on that.
Sure. We have incentives again for math, physics, chemistry, English. ESL is a big one. Special ed, as we have a lot of growth in our ESL area. Special ed is also very important because we don't have as many licensed professionals in the special ed area. And world languages. We also offer a $1,500 incentive to those educators who did their student teaching the prior year in our district. So those are some incentives. We do offer a very large $5,000 incentive to retirees who return to work in one of our hard to staff areas.
And what are some of the entry pay levels for new teachers these days?
Well, for a new teacher with zero experience, it's right at $50,000.
Okay. And then for teachers who may have taught for a long time, maybe even elsewhere, but they're coming here, what does that look like?
Well, on our Rutherford County website, they can go to the certified tab, certified employment tab, and there our pay scale is listed. So anyone interested could go and find out. It's all based on your years of experience and your education level. So if you have an EDS or even a PhD, you would, of course, get paid more. And with our most recent improvements in pay, they've increased our step pay for folks who have taught between 30 and 35 years. It used to stop at 30, and now we have a step increase for 30 to 35 years. So that's very good for folks who've been teaching for quite a while.
And throughout the entire county school system, what is the biggest or what is the fastest growing area where you need the most educators?
I would say ESL, because of with our student enrollment, my understanding is that one out of every two students who enroll in our district are non-English speaking or considered non-English or not completely English speaking students.
That's a huge percentage.
Yes.
And then how many new students each year do you typically see?
Oh, gosh, good question. I don't have that number.
Hey, so if you receive 1,000 new students, are you saying that 500 of them are not able to speak English when they enter school?
Not fluently. So there are different levels. Some of them are improving on their English speaking skills. So they're somewhere in between non-English speaking and fluent. So it just depends. And then, you know, some of them, it depends on what country they're coming from. Their level of education could differ.
And I know we've talked about this before with other members of the county school system, but I know some of them were saying that some of these kids, this is their first time to be in a real brick and mortar public school.
That's correct. So our ESL department has a huge undertaking in helping to get these students to the level where, you know, the rest of the building.
And Jason, at the new school, what do you expect to see there as far as the ESL population?
Yeah, as of projected numbers, we're looking at possibly around 12.5% of our school.
So that, too, will be a big number when you look at the overall number of kids who are going there.
It is. But I'm excited. I've actually recommended all of my ESL department. And so I'm very excited about the staff that I'm going to bring to serve those students.
So you already have the ESL department all ironed out, staff already chosen?
They've all their paperwork has been submitted to HR.
Okay. So again, when these kids start, how hard is it to work with some of these students who may not really speak or understand English at this point?
I will say, our teachers are trained really well, even our classroom teachers, because our ESL students are in tier one instruction all day. And so they are trained to use strategies, different things like making things more visual, kinesthetic. And they're trained in college now. And then our county, Rutherford County, does a great job at providing those resources. We have a coach, Corey Mullins, who will come out and work with our classroom teachers on strategies to use in the classroom. And I'll be honest with you, some of those strategies cross over that are good for our special ed students, and they're also good for just our general education students as well. A lot of times you'll hear me say, good teaching strategies work on all students.
You know, I'm sure you'll have some high school teachers that disagree, but I would guess that most people would say that the elementary school years are probably the most important for a lot of these kids.
I would agree. I think, and you know, I am partial to elementary, but you're creating that foundation. And it goes back to when we have students that are coming from other countries, some of them have had negative experiences with school, and it's our job to bring them into the building and to teach them how school works, that it's a safe place, that it's a place that they can come and feel accepted and valued.
When it comes to pre-K within the Rutherford County school system, what do parents need to kind of prepare for? Because these are parents who may only have one child. This is their first year in a public school. What do they need to be doing?
Scott, thank you so much for this question. So we currently have our voluntary pre-K application available on the Rutherford County website. This is for those students who will be turning 4 years old by August 15th, and priority is given to children from families with financial need. So they can go to the Rutherford County RCS website, www.rcschools.net. The application is the first thing you'll see there to get enrolled into the voluntary pre-K program. Currently, we have pre-K at Blackman Elementary, Browns Chapel, Cedar Grove, Christiana Elementary, David Urey, Eagleville, John Coleman, Kittrell, Las Casas, Plainview, Rock Springs Elementary, Rockvale Elementary, Smyrna Elementary, Stewartsboro, Walter Hill, and Wilson.
So will Poplar Hill, will that offer pre-K in the future?
I think currently is a budgetary issue, so it hasn't quite been decided.
Okay, so if that occurs, it won't be this upcoming school year. It could be in the future, though.
there is potential for this upcoming school year, but our department is working on that. Budget process goes all the way into April and May, and so we just have to wait for that final approval.
You've worked with a lot of parents out there over the years. Is it that pre-K year? Is it kindergarten? What is it, as far as parents go, the hardest year for the parent?
I would say the hardest year for the parent is that first year that they let them go. But I'll also say a hard year for parents is fifth grade, when that transition happens to the middle school. There's a lot of tears shed by parents. I've walked that journey as a parent for kindergarten and fifth grade. Both of those are big transitions. But we're there. We're trained at elementary school. We're there to help you through those.
For the kids, it does seem like, just from the outside looking in, that middle school is one of those toughest years on them.
I often hear back from kids, especially as a teacher, we just want to come back to elementary school. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. But middle school is tough. I think those ages, I have a 15-year-old son. Those ages of going through middle school, lots of changes for them personally. So I think it's just a tough 3 years.
And I know we're almost out of time here, but as we close this morning, what are some of those positions that you have open right now at Poplar Hill?
Yes, I have several classroom teacher positions still open, especially in the lower grades. I'm looking for kindergarten, first, second, and third grade teachers specifically. I do have a music teacher position still open that I've got several candidates online, and I'm going to start those interview processes soon. I'm interviewing for counselor. I start today and tomorrow interviewing for our counselor. And of course, I'm still looking for, I have some classified positions, including my lead custodian.
And when people come in to interview with you at the main office, are they coming in to talk to just you, or are they talking to several people? What is that like?
A lot of those have been with just me, due to some of my assistant principals currently serving as an assistant principal in a school. But some of the classroom teacher positions specifically, I like to bring in the team. So my instructional coaches and my assistant principal to be a part of making those decisions.
And are there any tips you would give future educators who are coming in to interview with you?
I would say come in and just be yourself. We're not just interviewing you, you're interviewing us, because it's important that I'm a good fit as a leader for you, that it's not just you, that it's not just me looking at you to see if you're a good fit for me.
And I know we briefly mentioned folks dressing up, not dressing up, but what is it that you prefer when you do see people come in who are candidates to work for your school?
I just want to see them reflect who they truly are. And so if you're not a suit and tie kind of guy, you don't have to wear a suit and tie for me. However, if you know, I do think there's something to be said, and I think that we can teach our students that there are things that you dress up a little extra for. And so that might be an interview for you.
And then should they bring anything with them other than a resume, any documents or a portfolio of sorts?
I don't expect that. A resume is fine, even though I do see that online as well. But just bring yourself and be ready to share with me your heart and who you are.
And then Laura and Chris, if anybody is looking to apply for a job, maybe at another school within the county, what should they do? Again, I know you said head to the website, but anything else?
No, they just have to complete an application on rcschools.net. Visit the tab that says HR and career, and then go apply now. Complete the application, and then it will take them to the available positions that it's offered for, depending on their credential. And any questions, they can reach out to Human Resource.
Sounds good. Well, again, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.